You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
There we go.
Now, when this song was running in 1998, were you still at Richard Jefferson has joined us here because he's just walking by here in Hermosa, took his kids to the field out there that the Rams have set up here on draft night. 1998, Arizona still, or are you already in the league?
No, I was Arizona. It was this song, and then it was Cisco Thong song.
Oh yeah.
So between the two of these, walking around the Arizona campus, it was tough living. It was tough living.
You can tell your kids to eat whatever they want.
Whatever. No, yeah, guys, all, feel free.
He's touching the calamari.
It's communal. Let him have what he wants.
He's seen the octopus.
Let the man have some calamari.
It's the nerve of these kids.
Jeez.
No, I literally was on social media, and I saw all of these things that the Rams were doing right down the street.
Right.
I was like, boys, you want to go? Their eyes lit up, and so we drove down here. Luckily, found some parking.
There you go. You're good to go. And then we're thankful that you got a chance to join us. So we were just about to talk about the Lakers. So I have done a Charles Barkley today. I am on Denver on the series. I have them in six. But I have guaranteed a Lakers victory tonight because you got to win tonight. Like, there's no chance. You can't lose this game if you're them.
Well, at some point in time, you have to acknowledge and recognize that they have their number. And
right.
You have to get over that. And it's, you know, and now there's some infighting. There's some, you know, squabbles going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But ultimately,
Darvin can't coach, allegedly.
Yeah, but ultimately, look, I'm not sure what AD's record is versus Sabonis, what AD's record is versus Jokic. But when you're a top player and LeBron has experienced this throughout their career, they count those games. Those games against marquee players. And Anthony Davis played great for three quarters. I've just never played with a great player that was the surrounding point of the offense that couldn't go get the ball or couldn't communicate to coach I needed touches or my players I needed touch. It's their responsibility, but everyone's involved.
Yeah, but what'd you think after the game, though? When Anthony Davis said what he said, which was essentially, we get lost in the middle of games. We don't know what we're doing on either end of the floor. What's your analysis of what he said?
That's not just all coaching. That's players' responsibilities. Are you remembering your coverage? Are you remembering with the game plan? Are you remembering what got us here? When it says we get lost, sometimes it's not like we don't know our execution or plays. Sometimes it means that we lose the thing that got us here and we look lost. So that's what I take it. I don't put that all on coaching. I put some of it on players. And honestly, they need to be better. 10 games in a row versus a team.
It's crazy.
That's unacceptable.
What do you expect rotation-wise tonight, especially in the second half? Because it's almost like an elimination game tonight, even though you still got one more.
Oh, it's definitely an elimination game. But what I expect from them is just they have to have sustained effort. Again, you had a great game from D'Lo.
Right.
Bron played well. But this is the defending champions, right? This is the team. The last team that they lost to the last 2 years, and then this year is the Denver Nuggets.
Right.
They're the best team in the NBA, if not the top two and the defending champion. So I'm just looking for them to figure out a group that can shoot the ball well. And ultimately, they played great basketball for 46 minutes, and the Denver Nuggets hit a couple of tough shots.
RJ, you always hear the adage, and Richard Jefferson joining us here, colleague, ESPN, NBA analyst. You see him on NBA Today. You see him on the games. You see him on all sorts of coverage. So you always hear the adage, role players play better at home. Yeah. Why?
Well, why? I just think because you're in a little bit more comfortable environment. I think role players, they feed off the energy. You know, you might only get 8-10 minutes in a game. So your impact, you might only get 15-17 minutes. So your game, your energy, and your impact kind of like are felt on the game.
Yeah.
So you raise that. When you're on the road and it's just the stars are fine because they're going to get 25 shots. They can miss six shots and get another six in the second quarter. It doesn't matter. For role players, they don't have that same type of leash. So the positive energy, it all feeds one direction.
Dude, I want to take a hard left turn here in this conversation with Richard Jefferson.
Are we talking about my crazy little kids running around?
No, first of all, they're football. They're good.
How old are these little rascals right here?
Oh, they're 7 and 9. They're crushing it.
Here, we got them some fries.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
Good. Fries, chicken fingers.
Uncle George got them fed.
They can have fries. They can't have chicken fingers.
Oh, really?
He's definitely allergic to everything. He's definitely allergic to everything.
Really? Are we gluten-free, fellas? What's the story?
Yeah, he's got peanut allergy, gluten allergy.
Fries, all good.
See, Uncle George almost killed each other.
Sorry.
What the hell's wrong with you, Uncle George?
My bad.
Uncle George got him fed and almost killed him.
Left turn.
Left turn. your social media. We talked about this the last time you were on the air. Dude.
His TikTok.
Dude, you crack me up.
Thank you.
You
Thank
crack
you.
Me up.
Thank you. I have a lot of fun.
Okay, what are you thinking about this every day? Is it just coming to you? How much time does it take? I want to hear about this.
Well, look, I have a team. I try and tell people I have a group of people that help me kind of. I have my ideas. I have your creative, funny stuff. But ultimately, I love basketball and all the funny things that we say in locker rooms or the jokes that are made or memes that are made online. I just try and incorporate them and have some fun. But all of my social media, the success is because I just engage with fans. I engage with fans. We crack jokes. We have fun. We make fun of each other. Malika, Perk, everybody's been a part of, you know, the fun of social media. So I'm just enjoying life, man, having fun and enjoying the TikTok life.
True story. I'm doing a game with Richard and I believe Mark Jones in Dallas. And we have a 43-minute delay because the basket got screwed up.
I remember that.
And Luca walks up to Richard and is like, yo, is that your TikTok you're on right now? In the middle of the delay. We're on live television.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
Oh, I posted that before the game was over. That was posted before we were done playing.
Lindsay, by the way.
Hi, Lindsay.
Loves you, our producer, because she's
You're my
a big
hero.
Cavs fan.
You're my hero. You're on the team.
Check it off.
Come Championship.
On.
Yeah.
Love it.
Shout
love
out.
Best
you day see of it my right life. There.
He was born in Cleveland.
That's right.
After.
Cleveland, this is
and,
for you.
And he was on the court when we won the championship.
That's awesome. So
what guys. Are these guys' names?
This is Little Richard and this is Phoenix.
Richard is great.
Born in Cleveland.
Yes. Okay.
Nice.
Way to go.
But thank you, by the way. Thank you for the championship. Means a lot.
RJ, before you get out of here, promote the yoga studio.
Oh, my yoga studio. So one of the cool things about being here on Hermosa Beach Pier is my yoga studio, Soho Yoga. Me and my best friend opened it up 10 years ago. I found yoga after our the lockout, and I got fat and out of shape. My body was getting old, so I moved up to Hermosa Beach, started doing yoga, opened up a studio, and this is literally our 10th year anniversary right now.
Is it hot yoga?
It's we have both. We have heated and non-heated. Yeah. So anybody that wants to come down to Hermosa Beach, check out Soho Yoga on the pier. Tell them Richard sent you.
Dude, I hope to see you this summer. You know, we met several times with Walker McBride.
Yes.
In Del Mar. Yes. I hope to see you down at the racetrack this summer.
You know what? I have taken the family down to the racetrack. I will do it again. I miss the Del Mar races. Opening day. There's nothing opening day.
Right on.
Walker, I said, what's up?
All right. You got it.
You're the man.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Richard Jefferson, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. All right, bye, kids. Enjoy. Take the fries with you.
Take them with you.
Phoenix, you take those fries.
Yeah.
But you stay away from those chicken fingers. You feel me?
All right, okay? Richard. Good to see you again, man.
But this dude over here, he can. Little Richard, you can have some chicken fingers, dog. Little dog. Turn on your mic.
Not on your mic.
No, you.
Our Lakers preview.
Thank you.
Though we do a little later, we got to get into this Michael Malone thing where he kind of takes a little bit of a swipe at Darvin Ham. But first, let me tell you about NextGen, the official AC Heat and Plumbing Company of SoCal sports fans as we get back to the draft here in just a sec. Will you let him take those fries for God's sake?
Take the fries. No, because then the kids are going to get fat and they're going to have to go do yoga.
But they have a spot, though. They can go do yoga.
All right, so back to NextGen, the official AC Heat and Plumbing Company of SoCal sports fans. That's right. NextGen is the absolute best in the business. There's thousands of five-star reviews online to prove it. But you don't need those reviews, though they're great. Don't get me wrong. You got me and Pepe Mantilla. When I had a drain situation in my house, I called NextGen at 833-3-NEXTGEN. They came over, drain cleaning camera inspection for only $44. Pepe Mantilla had a big plumbing problem at the house, and everybody was trying to rip him off. My guy Ismail NextGen took care of him because he called him at 833-3-NEXTGEN, 833-3-NEXGEN. And right now, you can get a 28-point full Heat and AC safety inspection and tune-up for only $44 through April 30th. Same thing with the drain cleaning with the camera inspection for $44. Never seen before pricing, so call them at 833-3-NEXGEN. NextGen includes water, plumbing, heater, AC safety inspections. They prioritize the safety of your loved ones and your home. So say goodbye to all your AC heat and plumbing problems. NextGen is the only name to remember for a safe and comfy home. So call them at 833-3-NEXTGEN. That's 833-3-NEXGEN or online at nextgenairandplumbing.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify?
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks, Christopher. By the way, wasn't this an OTD a couple days ago? Or it was Tony Danza's birthday.
Tony
That's what
Danza.
It was.
Danza. Angela!
Tony Danza, good friend of the show.
Who's the boss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, you know that he called into our show one time and
really?
Called them a bunch of bleeping idiots on accident.
Well, I mean, it really...
On accident.
Well, because of what?
Sort of.
What happened was...
It's a great story.
He called the station thinking he was calling into Dr. Clapper. How are you? And Lindsay's like, guys, I don't know what's up, but like Tony Danza's on the line. I'm like, yo, put him on the air.
We're like, yo, forget just Clapper, put him on.
Just throw him on the air.
Clapper vision?
And then he came on the air and he's like, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, and I don't know who the F you guys are.
He was like, who the hell are these bleeping guys?
Who the F is y'all?
Cursed, like on the air. Really.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time. Anyway, Radio Tinder.
Wait, before we get to Radio Tinder. Because I saw you put the Cavs jacket. Were you excited?
Yes.
Yeah,
I had,
you had
I
a
was
moment?
Yes, I was going to put it on at 4, and then I forgot. And then RJ came up, and I was like, oh, I got to put it on. So he says something about
it. You thought for a second he was going to big time me. He just didn't hear me call his name.
No, I was.
Because everybody was saying, yelling Richard.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because it is a public place, but, you know. I know you
And he's with his kids.
Yeah.
He's hanging out.
I feel bad because I was like.
But he offered to come on. I didn't even ask him. He's like, how long are you guys on? I said, till 5:30.
That's awesome.
And I said, well, we're on tomorrow. He's like, oh, I'm flying tomorrow. He's like, well, how about now? I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah, I took a picture of them so I can send it to my dad and everyone in the group chat, because this jacket comes from my dad when he worked for the team.
Yeah.
But think about it. He's got a night off, and he's down here at the Hermosa Beach.
That's cool.
For the Rams experience.
That's dedication.
And saw it on social media and went, hey, guys, let's go down there and check it out.
He's actually a huge Rams fan.
Yeah.
I don't know if people know that, but he is actually a big Rams fan. He's been a Rams fan all his life.
I've seen him on social media with his Super Soaker fights with these, you know, with his neighbors and stuff.
Yeah.
So, good.
Radio Tinder brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, Tequila Mandala, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala.
All right, so this one comes from my favorite Reddit, the Am I the A-Hole Reddit.
Yeah.
A woman was left seething after she claimed her Airbnb host made unreasonable demands, none of which were mentioned in the property listing when she booked it. So the tasks included stripping the beds and taking all the sheets and towels down to the laundry room, emptying all the garbage, and taking the outdoor bins halfway down the street, she says. And she noted that she paid $150 for a cleaning fee with the booking. She said, bleep off, do it yourself, we paid enough for the place. So is this woman wrong? Swipe left or swipe right, George?
I'm going to swipe. Is she wrong? I'm going to swipe right.
Look, really?
I will tell you this. So I was at an Airbnb once, and they had a cat. And they requested, like, hey, if you can just make sure that, you know, the cat likes to roam in and out of the house, just make sure the cat's inside the house at night. And just, you put her in the basement. She's totally fine down there. It's a big basement. Like, it was in the Northeast. And I was like, sure, no problem. And we took care of the cat. And by the way, while that happened, we were at this house. There was this crazy storm. This is in the summertime, okay, in New England. And the storm was so nuts, lightning hit like a tree, and like the tree cracked in half and broke their fence, okay? And we emailed them immediately, like, yo, this is what happened. We took a picture of it. We sent it to them. So, yeah, I think, like, if someone asks you, hey, when you're leaving, take the bed stuff off, like, and put it in the laundry and the towels, like, that's not a huge deal.
Can I
garbage? Like, come on.
Wait, can I jump in really quick with a cat Airbnb story? So, I used to Airbnb my house in the suburbs of Cleveland now. And I had two cats. And I would put them upstairs because I had, like, a finished attic. And we had, like, a sunroom at my house where it had, like, a drop ceiling. Well, one day I get a text from the Airbnb people that were staying there. And they're like, a cat just fell through the ceiling of the sunroom. And I was like, oh, my God, my cat, my one cat, I don't know how or what happened, but he fell through the ceiling of the drop ceiling. So I had to go over there. And they were like, we couldn't catch him. So I had to go there and get him from out from under the couch and, like, catch him. And, oh, my God, it was so funny because can you imagine just being, like, chilling at an Airbnb and a cat fell through the ceiling?
Was the cat fat?
He was a big cat. He was a Maine Coon. Yeah. He was pretty big.
Yeah, and I'm not a cat person. So yeah. I would have demanded my money back.
It was really funny.
Well, I think I did. But go back to the beginning. Hold on.
Was this too much to ask?
No. Okay, so George,
Was this in the contract? That's all I wanted to know.
Right.
It wasn't in the listing, and she paid the $150 cleaning fee.
See, now that's the key right there.
Right.
See, that's the key. Listen,
right.
What you're saying, George, is right. That, you know what, I'm staying in your place. I understand it's an Airbnb. If you're asking me to take out the garbage, and, hey, you want me to strip the beds, it's really not that much skin off my chin,
right,
or however
right.
that phrase goes. How's that phrase
skin
go?
Skin off my back.
That's
off
what
back.
I meant.
There, it is.
There was no skin off my back.
Off my chin.
Okay? Right? No skin, no chin. Here's the thing. I'm paying the cleaning fee.
Right.
That means somebody's getting paid to come in here and clean. I rented the place. I used the place. I'm leaving the place. The person who's cleaning is going to go strip the beds, take the garbage out, and walk it down the street. You know what? You're not the a-hole for not doing it.
Yeah.
You're totally, totally in the right to not have to do it. If you want to be a nice person and do it, do it.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Kurt, what do you think?
I agree. You don't have to. I mean, if you paid that $150 fee, that's my cleaning fee.
The cleaning fees are getting ridiculous with Airbnb.
$150, I'm not going to do extra on top of that.
Right.
No.
What's the person who's cleaning getting?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
But you know what the problem is? The Airbnb person was charging you $150 for cleaning fee, and then they were going to come clean their own place.
Yeah.
So then they're like, okay, well, you do half the work for me.
That's not cool. All right.
What's next?
All right. So airlines will soon be required to pay you back if they cancel your flight, delay you, or make major changes to your itinerary, or if they don't deliver your checked bags on time. So this change was made official yesterday.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
When the DOT issued the final rule. So the refunds will have to be offered in cash or straight back to your form of payment. Vouchers don't count. And airlines will also be required to issue the refunds quickly and without passengers having to explicitly request them or jump through hoops. These changes will phase in over the next 6 to 12 months, the DOT said. Do you guys have any crazy airline stories that you had to get a refund where you're like, this is unacceptable,
no.
I need a refund?
No. I have been furious, though, about like a million times over. My wife had an interesting experience recently from the luggage experience. She got back, she got to an airport with the kids, and the luggage took, no joke, over 90 minutes to get to them.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't just her, the whole flight.
What?
It took 90 minutes.
I'm going to guess this is in Miami.
It's in South Florida.
Yeah.
South Florida.
In South Florida?
South Florida.
Not going to say Miami?
Yeah. It 90
they had to
minutes.
Go through, people working there had to go through your luggage first. You put all the stuff back.
Find your weed.
And then take it.
The entire place was fed up.
Like, I bet. Yeah.
So
it should never take
that long. I didn't want to out the airline, so that's why.
Right. Yeah.
Was it American Airlines?
No.
Was it Delta?
No.
United?
No.
Remember how good Delta treated George?
Maybe.
Oh, it was JetBlue. But remember when they gave him the red carpet treatment Delta did, and they drove them? They drove him up to the gate.
Tarmac.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. They were offered, but I didn't. The car didn't show up in time. So
no,
I wasn't going to wait.
I'm all for this though, and you know why? Because I think this is going to put these airlines in check, where before they would just give you a credit.
Yeah.
They would just say, you know
what? Some points.
Yeah, we'll send you a credit. We'll send you a point. If I know that my flight was $600 and you're going to be 3 hours late without not having another plane available, I need that $600 right now.
Yeah.
Don't give me a credit. I want the cash right now.
And the credit, if you don't use the credit in a certain period of time
and you lose
the credit, that always pisses me off.
So you must have lost the credit.
Well, recently I lost the credit.
Was it Spirit?
No, it wasn't Spirit. It wasn't
Those
Spirit.
Those ones expire quicker.
Lost the Spirit.
But I recently got talked into buying like this hotel experience with a hotel company. I don't even remember which one it was. And I was like, and I was very explicit. I'm like, I want to stay in Scottsdale at this hotel. And they were like, you got it. No problem. So I bought this like, you know, promotional package, right? I go to make the reservation at the hotel. Like, sorry, we can't accommodate you. I'm like, no. But when I bought this package, the whole thing was, I was specific, the date, the hotel, the whole thing. They're like, oh, no, but you've got the credit that you can use for the next year. The next year, I never used it, and I wound up losing the money. And that pisses me off.
I'm with you, Scott.
Thank you.
Have you guys ever lost, like, had an airline lose your luggage completely?
Completely, no. They've eventually gotten it to me.
Yeah. It happened to me one time. But I will say, they reimbursed me for everything that was in that bag. I had to do a whole itemized list.
Did you lie about it?
They will do that.
I did come close to that once. And this lady made me feel so bad about it. Because I'm like, oh, my God, where's our luggage? We've been waiting, like, 90 minutes. Like, when's the – it should be right on the plane. Just unload it off. And this lady just comes up next to me and, like – Oh, don't worry. I got an AirTag in mind. It'll be here in about 15 minutes.
No way.
She had an AirTag in her luggage.
A lot of people are doing that now.
That's smart.
Yeah, AirTags in her luggage. Yeah, yeah. And she was like, oh, no, it's here at the airport. We're good.
Oh, really?
So she calmed me down, but it was just like I was mad because I wasn't as smart as she was at the time.
Right. Yeah.
Where she like calmed me
down. Dude,
I
put an AirTag on my dog.
She's like, don't worry. The bags are right here. We're good.
If I would have to itemize everything that's in my bag, I'm telling you right now that I'm lying about it.
Oh, yeah. We know that.
We know.
No, right? For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, mine actually did have, like, my laptop and, like, expensive work clothes in it. Right. It was for, like, a job interview, like, 5 years, 6 years ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I got
Jordan,
all kinds.
You got your Jordan 1s
right
there.
Yeah.
Jordan
I got you got a Travis Scott.
I got my Travis Scott's
like
in there. Right. Yeah.
100%.
Expensive-ass jacket. Plus, I had a really nice watch in there, too.
There it is.
By the way, you were talking about air tagging your dog. George was so funny today when I was talking to him to prepare for the show. Benny was bothering the bleep out of him, and it was really funny because he was getting really frustrated.
Cappy
and I was
too.
Like,
Cappy was on the phone when Benny gave me a pain in the ass.
He's like, come on, Benny, get out of there. And I was like, oh, the joys of having a puppy. I miss it. All right, so last one here. Have you guys ever experienced seeing a demon in your room when you wake up from sleep? Because it's actually pretty common.
No way.
So according to the Sleep Foundation, these hallucinations are very common, and they typically happen when someone passes between the state of being asleep in the REM, the rapid eye movement stage, and being awake. So the body's temporarily paralyzed during these hallucinations because the body doesn't move when someone's in REM. And then the brief lack of muscle control is called atonia. So, like I said, this is actually something they've been doing sleep studies about, and it's particularly common. Has this ever happened to any of you guys? Swipe left or swipe right?
Hallucination? No.
No.
But
like waking up and thinking someone's there in your room? That happens to me a lot.
No, I've never had that. I'm pretty good at controlling my situations in my dreams.
Yeah.
Like
lucid dreaming, they call it, right?
Right. I know what's happening, and I have literally said to myself in my dream, oh, this is a dream. This isn't real. You need to wake up. Mm.
That's really good because I did not have that self-control.
Yeah.
But what's happened to me recently is in about the last 6 months, I've had so... Remember the time I told you about the dream where I fell off the bed?
Yeah, yeah.
Where I actually elevated off the bed and then flipped over and fell?
Yeah.
Kirk, I'm in the middle of this dream and I jump. My whole body comes off the bed. I flip over. I land on the ground. I hit my head on the dresser. I'm laying there butt naked, right? And my girlfriend climbs over and she looks down. She's like, are you okay? And I'm looking up going, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. So she's like, she told me, she's like, you got to start waking up in these dreams. Because I kick in my sleep.
Yeah.
I hit.
Yeah.
I curse people out. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm freaking Jack Reacher. I'm fighting six guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you remember your dreams after that happened?
Very vividly.
You got so can you wake yourself up?
So now, she told me, you got to start waking yourself up. So I do. I can wake myself up now.
Yeah.
Really?
You know,
and I also have this terrible fear of peeing in my bed. Okay? So anytime I'm in a dream where I'm about to pee in the dream, I know to wake myself up. Otherwise, I'm going to wet my bed.
Wow.
Why did that happen to you recently?
Yeah, no, not recently, but a long time ago. And I just don't want to do that.
It was after a night of drinking, I presume.
Yeah, I just don't want to ever do that again.
Yeah,
because it messes up the mattress.
You got to be able to control your dreams.
All of this reminds me of a story really quickly because I was playing for the Buffalo Bills, and it's daylight savings time. We had really one of those weeks where we got after it at practice. And so we got done, and I'm just exhausted. I'm going home to go take a nap. And I remember I went to bed about 5:30 just to take a nap. I slept for about an hour and a half, but it was like one of those deep sleeps where you woke up and I looked at my clock and it's like 7:30.
You're like, what day is it? What time is it?
It
was the morning.
I got up.
I've had that happen.
I got up. I get dressed. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to be there. Special teams is at 8 o'clock. And remember, daylight savings time is when wake up, it's dark,
right.
And when you go to bed, it's already dark.
Yeah, so it was nighttime.
I ran to Ralph Wilson Stadium. I literally drove there. I get up to the key card. My key card works. I walk in. There's nobody there.
Right.
And I'm, flipping out because I don't realize,
it's 8 at night.
It's 8 at night.
That's amazing.
I was so focused in that sleep. It was some of the best sleep I ever had. It was like a two-hour nap, but it felt like 8 hours.
Yeah.
You ever had one of those, two-hour nap that feels like eight?
That's when you get done in Buffalo and you go right to the Big Tree. You know the bar I'm talking about, right by Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Right around.
That's where you go.
Oh, man.
All right, that is Radio Tinder, brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small-batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com. So coming up next, we were just talking about Anthony Davis and his whole situation. Mm. There's an update now.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Oh yeah.
An update.
An update.
Don't tell me. Wait, let me.
Jared Greenberg, who's the sideline reporter for TNT tonight, has a report on that whole Anthony Davis saga with Darvin Ham.
Good.
I because that, gonna that say he's going to wear, like, some goggles tonight. Because he gets hit in the eye, like, once a game.
Every game.
Like, that's what I thought you were talking about.
That'll get us to that Michael Malone story.
Yeah, we'll get there, too, in a sec. But first, LAX, my home away from home, right down the street from here. Changes arriving daily to reduce traffic, save travelers time, and transform the travel experience. The LAX economy parking structure is now open with thousands of smart parking spaces, as well as hundreds of EV charging stations. Modernized terminals have biometric gates for faster boarding. Who doesn't want to get to their flight faster? And here's the deal. For your friends and family visiting, a new facility will soon have all major rental car brands under one roof. And in the future, the People Mover train will connect travelers not only to that rental car facility, will connect travelers to the terminals, but to LA Metro as well. There's that LA Metro station right there on Century. You'll take that People Mover train from there. No cars necessary to get to LAX in the very near future. For more information, go to their website, flylax.com/transforminglax. That's flylax.com/transforminglax.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This song was a hit in a big way, man.
Banger. That's what we call it, Kirk. That's what we call it. So young people like myself call them.
I saw the Dodgers won.
The Dodgers did win.
Well, victory.
Dodgers did win today.
So we got one win today.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get the other? Could there be another one today?
I'm going to ask a question real quick, just a side note question. Does anybody work? Does anybody work in Hermosa Beach?
No.
Because let me tell you something right now. It is freaking packed, man. Uh-huh. We're out here at Hennessy's in Hermosa. The Rams have got this place jacked out like you can't believe, dude, right? I mean, this place is packed. And there are people everywhere in Rams gear. And the Rams have got these trucks, and they've got these tents. And the LA Kings are here, and they got the football field on the beach. And everybody's out here drinking beer and having a great time and partying it up. This guy's got a Chicago Bears T-shirt on because he wants Caleb Williams, right? And so I'm telling you right now, I see Niners fans here, and people are just walking all over. And you know what? They keep coming up to us. They keep coming up, and they go, "Yo, Sedano and Cap, love y'all." And then I got to look right back at him, and I got to hit my chest like this right here, Kirk. I love you, dog. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like one of those kinds of things.
Do you work on that?
I do.
You do? I work on that. Hey, appreciate you, big dog.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Much love to y'all.
It's a little fist to the heart. Yes. Like I feel
yes,
you.
I got you.
Thank you. I acknowledge.
Yes, correct. Yeah, exactly.
Like so, my man right here, appreciate you.
Much love
you
to you.
He
got his cowboy gear.
Got his cowboy gear on. I see you.
You know? But this, I'm telling you right now, I swear to you guys, we get to go to a lot of really cool things. Yeah. We get to bring a lot of people out. You know, everybody's listening. That's the thing I keep telling you. This place is jamming. And I'm going to say one last thing.
Sure.
Tomorrow, going crazy.
Yeah, it's going down.
Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got, you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
I feel you.
Yeah.
So, before we went to break, we mentioned that there's an update to this Lakers Anthony Davis Darvin Ham story. So, Anthony Davis and Richard Jefferson was here earlier with us talking about it. Mentioned that after the last game that there are times in the game where we don't know what we're doing on either end of the floor. Mm. So, Darvin Ham was asked about that yesterday, and he said, "Well, you know, guys get emotional. I agree to disagree with AD. I feel like we take a lot of pride in our preparation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." So, Jared Greenberg, game's on TNT tonight. Jared Greenberg is the sideline reporter.
Who's doing the game? Is Harlan here tonight?
I don't think so, because that's an Allie LaForce. Yeah, Allie LaForce is with Harlan, usually.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So, Jared's probably with Ian Eagle.
The I-Man.
Yeah. So, it says here, according to Jared Greenberg, the Lakers were reportedly, quote, upset with Anthony Davis's comments following game 2. From speaking with people within the Lakers organization, they were upset and disappointed, quite frankly, by AD's comments.
Well, here's the interesting part about that, George, is that, you know, a lot of us took what Anthony Davis said and we said, that's his way of firing back at his coach, who he doesn't like, doesn't respect, doesn't believe in, whatever you want to say about it. But, you know, Richard Jefferson said it earlier. To him, it wasn't just a shot at the coach. It was a shot at his teammates also.
Right.
So you could imagine whoever inside the Lakers is giving that information to that guy. Jared, is it Greenberg?
Jared Greenberg.
Okay, I don't know Jared's work, but
yeah,
I'll just say this.
It's good work. Good work.
Okay, I'll just say this.
I mean, he was celebrating Passover the other day.
Well, then maybe after the game, he and I should get some matzo pizza.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'll just say this. If I were a player on that team, yeah, I'd be freaking pissed.
Pissed at AD.
At AD.
Yeah.
Damn right. What, I don't know. What do you think, Kirk?
I mean, basically, you're calling everybody out, and he didn't point the finger at himself, especially in that fourth quarter that we saw last
He took one shot.
He took one shot.
Yeah. Scored no points.
No points on Monday.
And had Jokic work him.
Yeah, or Tuesday.
And had the game-winning shot go right over him.
Exactly. And then got buried inside of the celebration.
Right. Could things have gone worse? For a guy who scored 32 points in three quarters, could they have played a worse game?
It's like they make the shot. He's like buried inside of the celebration by the
Nuggets. Flopping all over the place.
Trying to get him out of there.
Right. KCP's trying to make sure he don't get hurt. LeBron's like, come on, man.
I think it's one of those questions that he was asked, and I have seen a lot of different coaches who – I'm a big Mike Tomlin fan. You know that. I love Tomlin's. And Mike Tomlin would say, that's AD's assessment. I would love to understand how was the question phrased, because maybe the way that we take a sound clip is that, hey, we were at a moment right where our rotation was in and we didn't really know who to get the ball to or who was out. You know what I mean? Because D'Lo was in and out of the game. I think the Lakers had a Gabe Vincent that they expected from Miami, but they've got a different Gabe Vincent.
Well, he got hurt.
Right. I know, but he's in the game. And so there's a lot of guys who haven't played a lot, to your point.
Right.
They don't necessarily know where they fit in, especially in the playoffs.
Him and Dinwiddie, they're like getting minutes.
So these guys are running around like, what do I do? Like, Dinwiddie hasn't done anything. You know what I mean? So,
right, but he just got here.
Yeah, but to AD's point is that we've got guys in the game who don't know what they're doing because they don't know what to feel. They haven't been with us, so why are they even out there?
Then if what you're saying is right, and I actually think you are right, then he is beating up on the coach. Why are these players in the game when it's crunch time and it's late in the game and they don't even know what they're doing on either end of the floor?
Well, because you were up 20 and you thought you can coast a little bit. You could put guys in. Let them get a feel for the series. Let them get a feel for how the rotation is going to be. And next thing you know, you're in a dogfight late in the fourth quarter, and that lead that you once had is now evaporated. And now you're trying to figure what's the best combination, and it's almost too late. Now you're asking LeBron, save us. AD, save us.
Yeah.
And you see what happens.
Yeah. I am surprised, I guess. He played a nine-man rotation. So, I mean, it's fine, I guess, in the playoffs. But
those guys haven't been here long enough.
But he doesn't have a lot to choose from right
like
now.
Like, if it's Torian Prince and D'Lo and Reeves, you're like, okay, that's a good rotation of guys who we've seen throughout an 82-game regular season.
Yeah, right. But
I still don't know what Dinwiddie's role is on the team. Right.
But
in the playoffs, I shouldn't have to worry about that.
But this series, okay, is really their five against your five. It's the Lakers starting five against the Nuggets starting five. Because if you really go and you look at some of the numbers, the Nuggets have gotten nothing really from their bench. I mean, everybody's scoring 20.
Game one they did. They got some decent
game one they got
but
points.
But what I'm saying is like you look at their numbers and you go, okay, hey.
They got a bunch of young guys mostly other than Reggie Jackson off the bench.
So they're five guys. Yeah. They're five starters.
They're the bulk of what's going to happen.
Right. 22, 24, 27, 22, 14.
Yeah.
You know, like those are the point totals for like their starting five.
Yeah.
You look at the bench, you're like 6-2-1. The Lakers, the same thing. It's just that AD and LeBron take up the bulk of the scoring. I said the other day that it's going to have to be D'Angelo Russell's going to have to score at least 20 points because they need somebody else to score big. And that happened, and they still didn't get any win. And because if you look at Rui, Rui had like six.
Yeah.
And I may
But that's why, you know, when I asked Richard, you know, everyone always hears the adage of role players play better at home. And he said, yeah, it's just a comfort factor.
It is.
In your own building. You know
the energy
of
the building.
The energy of the building. And then you know you're only getting a finite amount of minutes. So the energy of the building will help you kind of focus on those minutes that you're in there. So.
And you know you missed that shot on the road.
And you're looking over at the bench.
Yeah.
How much longer? Because coach has to make a decision. Is he hot tonight? Is he not? I mean, and Darvin Ham does not have that time tonight where he can wait on to see if D'Lo is ready to roll.
Dinwiddie's
got it going.
They're going to win tonight, though.
But I thought they were going to win game one.
Yeah.
They had enough of a lead. Yeah. They couldn't close. Yeah. I thought for sure after a 20-point lead and 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, definitely win game two. Couldn't do that. Tonight, listen, we all understand the story.
Yeah.
Win tonight, maybe there's a series. Lose tonight,
it's over.
And, dude, this thing is so done.
Yeah.
There's two other games tonight that are being played right
now. New York.
Where teams hold 2-0 leads.
Yeah.
And to your point, Cleveland, up 2-0, and they're blowing the doors off the Magic.
They're losing by 20.
Orlando's losing
Magic,
by 20.
Magic is, sorry, is Orlando holding is court winning at home, by 20. Right?
They're holding court at home.
Yeah.
Same thing with Philadelphia. They're 0-2 to start, but they're at home today.
Right.
And the game's still tied right now, but still, I feel like the home teams will be victorious tonight.
I'm making a bet on the game. I should have bet the Lakers on Tuesday. What's today? Thursday? On Monday.
Monday.
When they were 6.5-point underdogs, and I just didn't do it. And now tonight, Georgia's scurred.
Well, they're back down to elevation, though, right? They're back down to sea level.
Oh, no, not the elevation conversation.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have that conversation around here.
It's a real thing.
Well, I understand that, and you understand it, because we're world-class athletes.
Absolutely.
But other people who can't even walk up a flight of stairs here in L.A., they don't understand that.
You don't understand at 5,000 or 5,400 feet.
5,280 feet.
I know what it feels like.
Yeah.
I played three games at Wyoming, 72-20.
Yeah.
And trust me, this is the one game in my career where we didn't celebrate on the field. We were too tired.
I'm out.
I mean, guys got interceptions and sacks, and it was like kind of how we just talked about when we see fans walk by. They say, hey, Sedano, Cap, love you guys.
Love y'all.
We did the long-distance celebrations. Like, if you got a sack over there, we just said, hey
nice work.
Job.
Nice work out of you.
Yeah. No extra energy. It was too much.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We got less than 30 minutes to go here at Hennessy's.
And the draft's going to start.
Let's
get back into the draft here. Let's talk about the Rams, the Raiders, the Chargers, what they're going to do. But first, let me tell you about what you're going to do when you get into an accident, which is call Jacob and Ronnie. Very simple. Call my guy, Jacob. He wanted to share a typical situation. So you get into that accident, you call him at 844-24-JACOB. You get in what you think is a minor car accident. You get out of the car, you talk with the person, they say they zoned out, they didn't see you. It's obvious the accident was the other person's fault. Your car is damaged, but it can be driven. You take pictures, exchange information, and then after waiting a week or two, you get a hold of the other driver, and they say, no, man, it's your fault. And you're like, hey, what? No way, man. And, of course, your back maybe hurts a little more every day since the accident, but now it's difficult to prove when you got injured. So don't put yourself in this situation. You get an accident right away, you call Jacob at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB immediately after the accident. Only one name to remember. Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. Jacob will work hard on your behalf so you can concentrate on getting healthy, handling all the frustrating paperwork on your behalf. He'll do that. And receiving, this is what you'll get, the compensation that you deserve. So, guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. You call Jacob, he'll win for you. Call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or visit him online at calljacob.com and tell him Sedano and the folks at 710 sent you. What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Just 90 minutes from wherever you are. We're here at Hennessy House. Hennessy House, Cappy. In Hermosa.
We at Hennessy House?
In Hermosa.
We
are loving Hennessy House.
There you go. For the Rams draft experience, Kirk Morrison hanging out with Sedano and Cap today. Lindsay, what do we need to know?
Well, what you need to know is that L.A. County Metropolitan Transport Authority is getting some help to issue parking tickets, as if it wasn't bad enough. So they're going to be using artificial intelligence-powered cameras on Metro buses to help ticket people that are parked in bus lanes and other parking violations.
Well, if you're parking in the bus lane, you deserve it.
You know what? You do deserve it. That's exactly right. Get out the damn way.
But they're going to be scanning the streets for other parking violations, which is crazy to me that they can do that, but, you know, they can. So the program is meant to improve bus times, increase ridership, and address mobility concerns, and also give fines out to all those people that are parking where they shouldn't be. It's expected to be tested this summer and go live by the end of the year. So if you're one of those, like, serial parking where you shouldn't be people, don't do it anymore because the buses are going to catch you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the bus has a camera
on
the outside of the bus?
Correct. And it's going to use AI to, like, detect where people are violating the parking rules.
Violation.
Which is crazy because you know the ones where it's like no parking, it happened today. Like, no parking in between 3 or no stopping between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m., right?
George and I both just went to our phones like, I think our parking's about to run out.
12
yeah.
minutes.
Right.
I was on the same thing.
Yeah, so you guys are in trouble if, like, AI automatically is going to alert you the second that your parking meter goes up, you know?
So I have about 3 minutes to go here in my parking.
Okay.
And I
have 11:35.
How do you, like, add to it? Anybody know?
Oh, I forgot you can do that on your phone now. You don't even have to go out there and pay it.
I forgot the space number.
Did you?
It should say it right there.
Yeah, did you scan the code?
Did it expire already?
No. There it is. Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
So how do I do this?
I mean, just got to wait till it expires, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think you can add on to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully AI doesn't catch you before then. You got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on it.
You know, you say AI, though. It's such a weird thing because, like, there used to be, like, and I think there still are.
Cameras. Oh, wait, you can add to it.
You can?
Yeah, yeah.
Cameras on red lights. You know, like where you roll through a red light.
Yep.
And then they catch you and they actually show you your picture. And you're like, wait a second. I don't look like I'm moving in that picture because it's a still photo, you dummy. You know?
No, I've had one of those before. And I was in the middle of the intersection, and you can, like, see it was me. Like, I had, like, it was, like, the perfect picture where the sunlight hit you, and it was just, like, me, sunglasses on. I'm like,
oh, yeah, that was definitely
me. Yeah, that was definitely me.
Definitely you.
Like, oh, somebody was driving my car. Like, no, this isn't me. Like, it was all me.
Well, back in my home city where.
You gotta do an hour minimum.
Where, when I go back home, they actually outlawed that.
Zero.
They made that a law where you can't get a ticket from that because they have to be manned. So, like, the automatic cameras that take the red light pictures, they have to be manned cameras because people, it was costing so much money to the city because people were just disputing them all and saying, you can't prove it's me. So, yeah, maybe they'll do that here. But AI. They're going to get you.
They got you. All right, that is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Kirk Morrison.
I'm here.
The Rams, there's some chatter. Diana Rossini, other reporters reporting the Rams could be trying to move up into the top 10.
Yeah.
If they're moving up into the top 10, I think they're doing it for Brock Bowers because I think they look at their defense and they say, no Aaron Donald, right? We're going to be young there probably anyway. They do a nice job drafting in the middle rounds for defense anyway.
Yep.
Sean McVay needs a nice new fancy toy. If they go up, I think it could be for Bowers. Who is, by to me, no question about it, the best tight end and a guy who is going to make an immediate impact.
So, and look, this is just me. Number one, I always say, who's the source? Where did you get the information from?
Yeah.
It was from who? Diana Rossini. Not taking anything away from her reporting.
But
she's floating the information out there. Now it's big news.
Right.
Now it puts everybody else on high alert.
Right.
All the teams that are probably thinking about Brock Bowers.
They're like, uh-oh.
Now the Rams are trying to go up.
Yeah.
So that means that the Rams have to do what? They got to find a partner.
Yeah.
Because Brock Bowers is not going to last at 19. He'll be gone before then.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, what I feel is that a team may try to jump up and grab Brock Bowers
earlier. Yeah.
And that messes up the draft board.
Mm-hmm.
So the Rams are creating a fear.
Right. So then so another guy that they want may fall to them.
They want somebody to fall.
Oh, I love it.
I look at both sides
Subterfuge.
Of it. I always look at, hold on,
Subterfuge.
Let me sit back and say, do the Rams, could they just sign Kobe Parkinson,
yes,
the tight end,
right,
in free agency?
Yep.
They got, what's my other, the other tight end? Higbee.
He was hurt, though.
He got hurt in that Detroit game.
They drafted a tight end last year in Hunter Long. They've got a stacked already tight end group.
But let
but
me ask you,
Brock Bowers.
They're not Brock Bowers, but I'm just telling you.
But let me ask you this. You ready? Let's go back to the beginning. What do you think the Rams, regardless of whether they stay at 19 or they move up,
because
they've got 11 picks in the draft, they've got more picks than anybody else, the Rams could package picks and move up if they want to. Okay, and by the way.
Why would they do that?
Well, hold on. Because last year, just remember, they had 14 guys make the team.
All 14.
That were rookies. So the thing is that you don't necessarily have the roster room, I'm thinking, to potentially take 11 draft choices and add them to this roster. So maybe when you ask the question, why would they do that? Maybe it's because they're like, you know what? We had 11 draft choices. If we could take 4 of them and turn it into a higher pick, maybe we'd want to do that. But here's my question.
Sure.
What is the number one position of need that the Rams have?
Number one position of need?
Yes.
I would say running back and tackle.
Really? Kyren Williams is not the running back you think of for this year for them?
I'm into the two-back thing.
Okay.
Kyren Williams goes down, and remember, he Kappy's went down
also
this year.
Into the two-back.
He went down
well,
this year.
Well, something.
And it was and they was holding on with Ronnie Rivers
sometimes
and
three
Zach
and four.
Evans. Yeah. Right? Remember, Royce Freeman.
You want a second back, but you can take a back later.
You can take a back later.
Yeah.
I would love to. They've still been trying to find the heir apparent to Andrew Whitworth.
Okay.
They thought it was Noteboom.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Kid from Alabama?
Yeah. So if he's there.
Yeah.
And now, what does that do?
Or Graham Barton, the kid from Duke.
What does that do? That's a protector for your quarterback, Stafford.
Right.
I'm surprised to hear you say that, only because I'm with DeMarco.
With what?
I believe that the Rams should be drafting defense. And listen, I get
My mistake. You asked me what their needs were.
Yeah.
If it's offensively, tackle, running back.
Yeah.
If it was me,
yeah.
I told you earlier, I want to keep the kid from UCLA at home.
Yes, I like that idea.
Latu.
Yeah. Keep him right here in Los Angeles.
Right. Yeah, he's good.
I talked to him yesterday.
Oh.
He says he's going to get drafted in the first. He feels he's going to get drafted in the first round. And he says, I'll see you Saturday at the spring game.
Oh, come
so
on,
I'll be at the Rose Bowl on Saturday.
Hey, I hope
for Deshaun Foster's first spring game as head coach. And they should.
What time's that at?
2:00. Mm. 2:00 at the Rose
Mateo's
Bowl.
Mateo's got a game.
Free parking.
Yeah.
Free parking. I'm going.
I would say this. To me, I realize that Aaron Donald is not a replaceable piece.
I agree.
Okay? Because Aaron Donald was so unique.
Of course.
So great. Any kid who's drafted, like if they took the kid from Texas who's the top defensive lineman.
Yes.
Byron Murphy.
People would say, oh, well, they drafted him, and therefore he's the replacement for Aaron Donald. So, hey, he's kind of similar. He's shorter than the average, interior defensive lineman. He's thicker and wider and heavier than what Aaron Donald was. But the thing is, he ain't Aaron Donald.
Correct.
Okay, the likelihood of him turning into 75% of Aaron Donald because of Aaron Donald's greatness is probably not even that high. Here's my point, though. You need bodies on defense. You like the kid from UCLA?
I do.
I love the idea of an edge rusher.
Correct.
Okay? So for me, you do already have a great offense. You could use a little bit more offensive line help. Yeah, you could use another running back. You might even be able to use another wide receiver later in the draft. But I think this draft for the Rams needs to be about defense.
Well, just to kind of turn it just for a second, I'm watching the coverage. The Chicago Bears are now officially on the clock.
Number one.
But right before, Roger Goodell, the commissioner, he brought out Eminem, Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders, and he brought out the Rams' last first-round pick.
Jared Goff.
Right. How crazy is that?
That is crazy.
Jared Goff walks out there, and he's getting the cheers of Detroit.
Have you seen the crowds there, by the way?
Unbelievable.
It's insane.
That's crazy. It's like Woodstock.
Yeah.
Well,
the streets.
Well, this is the NFL's concession for not giving these cities the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. You get him a draft.
Hey, let's just give him a draft.
Kansas City.
Think about next year.
Right.
Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's where the draft is next year.
Yeah.
So Tinseltown. Tinsel City. Or football town.
But Detroit has had a Super Bowl, by the way.
They have. And they will not go back.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
Indianapolis. They will not go back.
Although I liked the Super Bowl in Indianapolis.
It was because everything was walking distance.
Yes. I liked it.
But it's cold as hell.
Yeah. It was cold.
I was just there for the All-Star game.
So listen, Atlanta is not. I've been to Atlanta for a Super Bowl when there were ice storms.
Dallas, too.
Same thing.
I got a little bet going on.
Listen, the rotation should be Southern California.
Correct.
Phoenix, Miami.
New Orleans.
And Vegas.
That's it. Those are the five.
I got a little bet going on, guys. One of my buddies, he bet me that the Chicago Bears are not going to use the full time. They're going to turn the card in and go get Caleb Williams. I said, no. This is Chicago's time. They're going to use the full 10 minutes.
Yeah, take their time.
On the clock.
Let people talk about it.
Let everybody feel good about them.
Right.
This is Ryan Poles, the general manager's
his moment.
Pick.
Yeah.
Your
this
friend's
is
not
Matt Eberflus's pick.
But your
this
friend's
is all
not
about
in
TV drama, right?
Right. He's not in TV, is
no,
he?
He's not.
He don't understand.
He understands.
This is a TV show. This is the draft is a TV show.
So he says 6 minutes, 30 seconds. I said, no, it's going over seven.
Yeah.
7 minutes of an infomercial for what Chicago has going for him.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree. And by the way, they could turn in the card in the first 30 seconds, and Roger Goodell be sitting in the back going, I got 9 minutes to sit here and take my time because this is a TV show.
By the way, I believe that's for us. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You.
Oh, the poke.
We're going back to the poke.
Yeah, we're going back to poke.
Pokey, pokey.
Yeah, poke. There you go.
There it is, right in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. So, Cappy, real quick,
yeah.
I want to finish having the draft conversation. We've done the Rams. Let's talk Raiders and Chargers on the other side before we get out of here today. We got one more segment to go here from Hennessy's Tavern here at the Hermosa Beach Pier. We'll be back here tomorrow from 4 to 7. We're going to lead you right up to Lakers coverage with Alan Sliwa and Michael here in a moment. But first, tell us about your Prize Picks for tonight.
Okay, so Prize Picks. Here's how I decided to play it tonight. I took LeBron James to score more than 25.5. What do you guys have? Because these guys are hit. You got LeBron? I got LeBron for more than 25 and a half.
Yeah.
I got AD for more than 25 and a half tonight.
I like that.
And I had Yamamoto earlier in the day for one of those glizzy picks. You know, they got the, if you look now on Prize Picks, they got them hot dogs, right? So they got them glizzy picks all up in it, right? Uh-huh. And he had four and a half strikeouts was his number. He got to six. The only disappointment is I keep playing on Thursdays the 17-year-old dart-throwing phenom that is Luke Littler. And dude today was supposed to throw 3.5 180s. Zero. What happened to my boy Luke Littler? Did he not sleep well last night? Did he have too many pints of beer before he started playing darts? I don't know. So now I'm going to ask you guys, when I get off the air, I'm coming over to you guys. I want to know what else I should play tonight. Should I play, I mean, I'm thinking about playing Joker tonight. You know? Mm. Like Joker's number the
what
other
is
day.
Joker? What is, are we talking assists?
His points, rebounds, and assists were like 50.5. Okay. I'm going more on that.
I'm taking the under on that one. What do
oh,
you
really?
Think? What are you thinking? What do you have down for this? 50?
Yeah, 28 points, 15 rebounds, 9 assists, right? I mean, that's he's going to go over 50. So listen, here's what I want everybody to do. And it seems like everybody who's here at Hennessy's has already done it. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Cappy. They will match your first deposit 100% up to $100. You put in $100, they put in $100, you got $200. Download Prize Picks, use my code Cappy, and let's you, me, these dudes right here, and 3 million people all over the place, let's all play Prize Picks together.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. Will do. Final segment. Gentleman just walked by in a Rams shirt that said,
Maui.
Supporting Maui. So we remember Maui. Yes.
Very nice.
And Maui needs your help. By the way, the pick is in. Let it rip, DeAndre.
Seven. It's the Bears who make the selection.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
And the boos from the Detroit fans.
Yeah, that's, he's a division rival now.
Caleb, you love the way he is fired up. You can bring it down, DeAndre, that way he came out fired up here.
I loved the emotion on his face. He walked through, and he looked like a man on a mission.
Yep.
Like, okay, all the talk is over. It's time to get to work.
Yep. And for all the talk from the very beginning of the process was, does he want to go to Chicago? Will he stay at USC for another year because he might not want to play for the Bears? He looked like a guy who was stoked, A, to be the first overall pick, put on that Bears hat, held up that Bears jersey, and was like, let's freaking go. That was cool.
Yeah, for
By
sure.
By the way, it's like a marathon to get from backstage to the stage. My gosh.
Takes forever.
You got 10,000 steps in.
Unless you walk like Mac Jones.
Right.
That's the walk that we'll always remember. Remember Mac Jones's walk from the
vaguely.
Vaguely? The Mac Jones
Man,
walk.
Man, I ain't watching like
you
that.
You got to look at the Mac Jones walk.
I don't remember.
My answer is zero.
The only thing I remember about Mac Jones is that he got carried at Alabama.
Lindsey, help him out with the Mac Jones walk, only because he looked like the guy that was about to go grab the manager. You've never seen that walk before?
No, I never seen that.
Okay, I'm going to show you.
He was very, very intense.
Like, I'm going to tell the manager.
Yeah.
On you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm feeling you.
What do you think about his outfit, his suit?
I liked it.
I liked it.
It was very modern.
He had I believe the pinky fingers were silver.
Oh,
silver,
I didn't see
really?
That. Silver I didn't notice nails. That.
I'll
How
tell you what.
That?
I thought he was hot. Yeah. I thought the suit was hot. I thought he was super good looking. And I just think that I'd like to get him in studio, and I'd like to see him in that suit.
Okay.
Because he's hot.
About the urban community right now is that he didn't get a lineup. He didn't get an edge up. He still has like a...
The furry look.
Yeah.
You know, draft night is usually...
He went natural.
...about being in the barber chair, getting a nice tight fade up.
Getting lined up.
To me, he just looked like he just woke up and was like throwing the suit and said, I'm going to go get drafted. Let's go.
Is that, so that insignia? What is it called? A fleur de lure? Something like that?
Is that what that was?
Fleur de lure?
I don't know. That's what it looks like.
Fleur de lis.
Yeah, no. But that's a New Orleans
thing. That's what I thought.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's what
it was. But it's also, there's a designer that's like a part of their logo. I was curious about that.
So, real quick, because you only got a couple minutes before we turn it over to Slee. Chargers, they have the number 5 pick. There's a lot of questions that maybe they'll try to trade down. People think that maybe they're trying to convince people to take McCarthy there to trade with them
because
they have a lot of needs. What do you think the Chargers do?
They're either going receiver or tackle.
Yep. Okay.
Receiver or tackle. For me, I think it's receiver. They missed out on Quentin Johnston last year. Their number one pick out of TCU. So if Marvin Harrison Jr., you don't even need to be on the clock. Just go run the card in.
Right.
Okay. But if not, if you go Malik Nabers, that'll be your pick. Justin Herbert, Malik Nabers, there it is.
Right.
I actually think, this is just my opinion, assuming they stay at 5.
Joe Alt.
I think they go with the best offensive lineman. In this case, it is Alt. Mm-hmm. I think they take a tackle because I think that what Harbaugh has always done, and he's an old school type of guy, is run the ball, get a big physical offensive line. Usually those guys come from the Big Ten, you know?
But that's why he wants to trade down because he can get Alt a little lower.
Probably so. Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Well, the Commanders, Magic Johnson's first pick as a minority owner.
Yeah.
Is part of the managing group.
Is in, and DeAndre is going to monitor that here in just a second. On the Raiders, your old squad, what are they going to do? They're also looking to move around, allegedly, according to reports.
Look, if Michael Penix is there, I understand.
Let's go.
I understand.
I love it.
I get it. Because Gardner Minshew is like...
He's a
stopgap for everybody. He was a stopgap for Trevor Lawrence. He was a stopgap for last year for Anthony Richardson. He was a stopgap for Jalen Hurts.
Hold on. Roger Goodell's coming on right now.
Oh, here he is.
All right, good, DeAndre.
With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Jaden Daniels, quarterback, LSU.
All right.
IE, stand up.
This is where the draft starts now. Because everybody knew it was going to be Caleb and Jaden.
Yeah.
Now here's where the draft starts. Yeah. Because I can tell you guys this right now.
Your guy, Alex Van Pelt.
New England, they're ready to do a deal. But no one has given them anything that was attractive enough to make a pre-draft trade. Right at this moment, this is when the trade, people are calling New England right now to say, let's do a deal. Let's do something.
Was that what the show was called? Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal.
There it is.
Yeah, Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
Let's make a deal.
So you think Penix to the Raiders if he's there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll see what happens with New England. We're going to send it over to Lakers basketball here with Slee and Michael in a second. If you want to hear the draft, go to the ESPN LA app. You'll find the draft tile there. Real quick before we go, NextGen, the official AC heat and plumbing company of SoCal sports fans. That's right, NextGen, the absolute best in the biz with thousands of 5-star reviews online to prove it. But here's my review, okay? They came to my house because I had a drain problem at my house. I called them at 833-3-NextGen, and for only $44, they took care of my drain cleaning with a camera inspection for only that $44 that I mentioned. Now, you heard my testimonial. How about Pepe Mantilla, the Spanish voice of your Los Angeles Lakers? He had a big plumbing problem, and NextGen took care of him. Everybody else was going to rip him off. My guy Ismail at NextGen, Pepe called them at 833-3-NextGen, 833-3-NEXGEN, and he took care of him, gave him a great price. And speaking of great prices, right now, you can get a 28-point full heat and AC safety inspection and tune-up for only $44, limited time, through April 30th. You can get that drain cleaning and camera inspection for your drain as well for only $44, limited time, through the end of the month. Never seen before pricing. All you got to do is call them at 833-3-NextGen. That's 833-3-NEXGEN. Say goodbye to your AC heat and plumbing problems. NextGen is the only name you need to remember for a safe and comfy home. So if you're concerned with any of those issues, call NextGen right now at 833-3-NEXGEN. 833-3-NEXGEN. G-E-N, or visit them online at nextgenairandplumbing.com. Kirk Morrison, great job.
Yes, Kevin, sir.
Great job. Lindsay, great job. Thank you to our social team, all our teammates here at ESPN LA, our friends at the Rams, Caitlin Baker and the crew who helped us out here today, J.B. Long, DeMarco Farr, everybody who stopped by. Come here and hang
Richard
out.
We'll be through.
We'll be back tomorrow, okay? 4 to 7 here at Hennessy's Tavern at the Hermosa Beach Pier at our normal time, 4 to 7. Come by and hang out. The Rams are out here with a stage and a field. It'll be a blast. Big block party here at the Hermosa Beach Pier. Enjoy the Laker game next here on 710 ESPN.